There are terrible events in our lives, from oil spills to broken hearts, that are aggravated by a lack of sleep. Scientists say that sleep deprivation is approaching an epidemic. Between bright lights, late movies, and all-night web surfing, people have more distractions from sleep. The everyday anxieties of life are also increasing insomnia. What a shame. What a regret. What an opportunity. There's a new book out, Hello Midnight, an Insomniac's Literary Bedside Companion. One of its co-authors, Deborah Bishop, joins us from San Francisco. Ms. Bishop, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Did you get a good night's sleep?
Well, I did, because I didn't know I'd be interviewed by you until this morning. It all worked out rather well.
Well, this is not a how-to book under any circumstances, is it?
No, absolutely not. This is really more a book for those who know that they can't sleep and now they have something to do at 4 in the morning apart from worry about the fact that they shouldn't have broken up with that person in college or to try and change the election results, as I keep trying to do every night. This is a way to get your mind off those things.
And what impelled you to write this book?
Well, it was one of those synergistic moments. I think I was reading the book review and I came across a quote by Anna Akhmatova, who said, insomnia is when both sides of the pillow feel hot. And I thought, well, that's about the pithiest, most concise description I've ever come across of insomnia. And that kind of came up with this sort of compendium.
And let me read, in fact, a section from Bill Hayes where he says, the difference between drugged and natural sleep eventually reveals itself like the difference between an affair and true romance. It shows up in your eyes. Sleep acts in this regard more like an emotional than a bodily function. As with desire, it cannot be pursued. Sleep must overtake you.
Yeah, I think that's a very beautiful way of describing the state. One of the things that's interesting is when we started pursuing this and found that insomnia, in fact, has been called the philosopher's disease. It seems to afflict people who really have a hard time shutting down the brain, who, you know, try and solve all the problems of life in the middle of the night.
Being from the literary life, you have the nerve to offer some literary suggestions for sleep aids. George Eliot.
Oh, is this Roger Angell?
Yeah, Henry James, maybe.
Yes.
Right, Roger Angell.
What did he say about Thoreau?
Thoreau is a dangerous second-old Demerol bomb.
Yes.
Reserved for emergencies. 30 minutes in the Walden Beanfield sends me back to bed at half run, fighting unconsciousness all the way down the hall.
I have to admit I'm in that same category, yes.
Ms. Bishop, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Deborah Bishop out in San Francisco, co-author along with David Levy of Hello Midnight, an Insomniac's Literary Bedside Companion. And we hope you haven't been up all night.